Good morning, and welcome to this episode of the AdDrop Podcast. We continue our trip around college basketball. It takes us to the Southern Utah Thunderbirds. Currently, they sit at 16-7, 8-2 in the WAC. With me is head coach Todd Simon. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, anytime. Now, one of the things before we jump into the basketball part, you went to Central Michigan. You're from a town called, I think, Fowler. You had a double major. How difficult was that having a double major that's, I mean, in school and being able to finish so strong?
I was really into school. I enjoyed learning, had a lot of curiosities, and being back then, I was on full academic scholarship, so I had 36 credits a year, and I wanted to use all of them. So that was kind of my thing is I wanted to get the value out of the scholarship they gave me, and so I got one degree that was probably practical, and then my business degree, and really on the side, did the sports studies as enjoyment. And then it kind of dawned on me a little bit through it is if I'm doing this for fun, this is probably the path I need to be chasing.
Now, before you got into sports studies, did you know you would have a career in coaching, especially coaching basketball?
I wanted to be a coach at a young age. I kind of knew that was something that really was an interest. I enjoyed people, I enjoyed inspiring, I enjoyed leadership and studying it, and I had a love for sports, especially basketball, and wanted to kind of really dig into it and kind of reimagine it and kind of just do it a unique way. And college basketball coaching has really been a nice kind of center point of all those interests, and I get a chance to be with 18 to 24-year-olds and kind of help them through that period of life, but also get those competitive juices going and compete.
One of the things that you coached under Lon Kruger at in UNLV and Paul Westphal at, actually, you were a video assistant at Pepperdine. What did you learn from each coach that helped you implement your coaching philosophy?
They were very good men, first and foremost. Paul Westphal was a kind man, and he's obviously very famous and coached at the highest levels and a brilliant basketball mind. But above all that, he was a very quality human being, good man. And Coach Kruger is the same. You can see that you can do this with compassion, that you can really connect with young men but also hold them accountable and be good at your craft. So seeing their leadership styles and being around it every day where people want to do the right things for them, not out of fear, but out of love and joy and compassion was a great lesson.
Now, during your time at Findlay Prep, you coached a bunch of future NBA players, including one, and then there was one MLB pitcher, in Amir Garrett. What did you see in each of those talents, just in general, that you could see that they had a longer future in this game?
Even at those younger ages, they had a fire in them, I think that's something that's hard to quantify, but you can kind of see it, and that's what we evaluate is, the competitive fire, the drive to be great, and when adversity hits, they're going to find a way through it. They had that, and then it was just about cultivating that into a positive way and making sure that they can grow from that.
What was the culture shock like going from Las Vegas to Cedar City?
Being from a small town, I'm from a town of 1,000 people, rural Michigan, and all that good stuff, and so me and my wife, our oldest was six, and we thought, we wanted to kind of give them a little bit more of an upbringing like we had. And Cedar City was a good marriage of of opportunity in basketball in college town, and but still a little bit of a smaller city feel, so it's been a quick and easy transition, and we've really enjoyed it here.
Now, if we jump into this year's team, how do you think this year's Thunderbirds have? What is the one thing when you look at this year's team that surprised you most so far?
In terms of surprise, I really believed in this group, probably, and I really thought that we had something special, kind of when we were able to have these four fifth-year seniors all return. You know, we knew we had a chance to be special, but I think the acclimation of our new guys, and I think the surprise of just how tight our chemistry is, especially when you're bringing in 5-6 new guys, that this group is really tight knit and they're willing to sacrifice for one another. We have guys that don't play a lot of minutes that I think probably in our league could play 20 to 30 minutes on some teams, but we've got a lot of talent right now, and they've had great attitudes, and I think that's been the most surprising is the level of sacrifice they're willing to make.
When we come back from break, I want to discuss the team as far as what we see on film and the team individually, but that's after break. You are listening to the Ad Drop Podcast on the FPC Radio Network. We are back with Ad Drop Podcast. Terrence Biggs, Todd Simon, head coach of the Southern Utah University Thunderbirds. Coach, when we look at the team as a whole, one thing that sticks out is, one, you score a lot of points, but two, the attention to the mid-range and be able to convert near the basket is just mind-blowing. Is this something you have preached to your team, or just something that happened organically?
No, this is by design. You know, we're an attacking team. We're always going to put pressure on the paint, and rim pressure is something we call it. And we've got shooters, so we space the floor out, and we're going to attack, and we get to the foul line, and we work on finishing. You know, probably more than anybody in the country, we're always off two. We have principles that we adhere to, you know, not just believe in, but, you know, we adhere to it. So, you know, we really focus on what we are, and we kind of trim out what we're not. That's our kind of in our DNA every year, is we're going to run on makes and misses, and we're going to put pressure. You know, every time that we get the ball, we're going to make that defense have to work. And you have to be a good defensive team in order to do what we're doing. And we play a lot of possessions, and it requires a lot of conditioning, and it requires a lot of self-discipline in order to make good decisions playing fast. But these guys have embraced it.
When we look at just in things in the region, even your smallest starting guard averages 3.6 rebounds. Not only do you score, you rebound the ball well, and that's just a byproduct of, do you think that being a rebounder is born, like you're born a great rebounder, or you're taught?
No, it's I think it's a culture thing, quite frankly. You know, every year we're top 100, top 20. I think last year we were 12 in defensive rebound percentage in the nation, playing small ball a lot of times. This year we're top 100, and we've, you know, had quite a challenging schedule with the likes of Kansas and New Mexico and the likes. Quite frankly, we don't do rebounding drills either. We don't work on it like that in the traditional way. You know, this is just something that we do. We chart it, hold guys accountable, but it's also taught. We teach them how to do it, teach them where to be, play the percentages, it's been successful for us. We really demand our guards to be part of the fight. And I think that's really helped us.
You mentioned Kansas. The game was November 18th. You went to Falk Island Fieldhouse. Game was a 6-point game. What did you learn from that game going forward to help you kind of see what this team would eventually evolve into the rest of the way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we scheduled that game to win, and, you know, and that, like all of our games, but we went down there to win, and so we were disappointed. You know, we had the lead changed 25 times. It was a great college basketball game, and one loose ball and with 40 seconds left, and I think if we felt like if we would have, you know, came up with it, we would have had the ball with the chance to win, and we felt good about it. But the ball went the other way, and they had a good step back three, and that was it. But that's how the game goes. But it's a great lesson for our guys to see how close we are, but also just the margin for error at that elite level. And but we feel like, hey, we could go in the Fog Allen and a packed house, and it was loud for that's the second time I played there. The first time it was loud for 10 minutes, and I was impressed. This was loud for 40 minutes, I think, because of the nip and tuck nature of the game. And it really, I think it helped our guys really believe, like, yeah, we can be special.
Now, if we look into individual players, you have a guy in Octavian Jones who he may be your leading scorer, but if you look at it, he has improved in various aspects of his game during his time as a Thunderbird. What have you seen as his biggest improvement during his tenure as a Thunderbird?
I think his growth has been in a lot of areas, number one, but I think his basketball IQ and feel for the game has really, really improved. And I think now he's such a multifaceted player, and in that he can beat you with the pass, he can beat you off the bounce, he can go left and right, he's making good decisions, and doesn't turn the ball over, and defensively he's long in those gaps. And so I mean, you look at the whole package, I think he's one of the more improved players I've ever coached. And but I think if you had to pinpoint one, I think just his knowledge of the game has really come a long way.
You also have a player in Mason Fawcett who has played his entire career as a Thunderbird. From where he started to where he is now, what was the one moment you saw with him that, he has improved far beyond my expectations?
Yeah, Mason has just been so steady and just a winner. He's an all-time leading rebounder here at the school, all-time offensive rebounder. He's 6'5", 6'6", but he's probably played half his career playing small ball five because he's so tough. You can't leave him open because he's a knockdown shooter. And, so he's really just grown in some of those areas where he's become a great shooter. He's just kind of refined his game just a little bit each year, and he'll go down as one of the best ever here as well, and he'll be top three or four in scoring and all-time leading rebounder, and all the wins that he's piled up. And so it's been a special career for him.
You have another player in Drake Allen. It's his first year here. He plays roughly almost 30 minutes a game. What have you seen from Drake from, let's say, camp until now that makes you think that there's the best yet is there to come for him?
Yeah, he's a elite point guard. I think that was as we've grown him in that position through the summer and the fall, and kind of teaching him the nuances of playing pick and roll basketball and leading a team, and he's just growing in leaps and bounds. He's scratching the surface, but I'm not sure I would trade him for another guard in our league. He just controls the game. He's strong. He's smart, competitive. He can shoot it, get to the rim. I mean, so he's, but he gives us what we need when we need it. And, and right now with the talented group around him, he's plays a lot of setup, but when we need a bucket, he can go get that for us too. So he's going to have a phenomenal career.
You have a center in Jason Spurgeon who he just seems like he is constantly evolving his game where at points where he look like he just has – he looks different just from the clips I saw last year. He looks different as far as just the demeanor. Is the ability to teach that fire inside, is it something that a player must come to you with or something that you can pull out of them?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you can't put it in if it's left out, but some guys have it in there, and it's in order for it to blossom, you got to water it with confidence, and I think that's what a lot of guys just need, that belief in them. And I think Jason, we really believe in him, and I believe he's just scratching the surface. He's 6'11", 250, moves like a guard and blocks shots and rebounds and so we're just kind of keep pushing him every day. But he's going to be you know, he's already a difference maker, but he's going to be a very special player for the next couple of years as he continues to grow and take on that leadership role.
Now, looking at your schedule, you have two of your last away games are in Texas. How do you mentally prepare yourself for the long trips?
Yeah, this the WAC is quite a travel league. You know, when you're playing somewhere on Thursday and then traveling all day, and then you're playing in Seattle on Saturday, or you're in Las Cruces on, you know, a day, and then you're back, you know, another time zone away the next day. And so, you know, it's a challenge. You know, we're at Cal Baptist and we bus back at 4 or 5 in the morning and you know, got to get another game. So you have to be mentally tough. You know, that's just part of the deal. And we don't make a big deal about it. You know, this is our 5 and their 5, 2 buckets and a ball. And we've got to just focus on that. And let the other stuff kind of go by the wayside as just excuses.
Coach Todd Simon from the Southern Utah University Thunderbird. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the AirDrop Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.